Having worked for a long time with service personnel, both Army, Navy and Air Force, it is a joy for me to be here this morning to share this worship with you. Throughout my time as a chaplain, I've often used film to teach moral theology to young soldiers. Today, I'd like to share with you something from the 1998 film, Saving Private Ryan. Those of you who have not seen it, you must, but let me paint a picture for you. It is the second part of the opening scene. It is the 6th of June, 1944. And we see a landing craft thrashing its way through the waters, the waves breaking on either side of the craft, the diesel engine roaring as it approaches Juno Beach on the Normandy coastline. Some men are being sick. Some are crying. Some are silent in prayer. Everyone is frightened. And the loadmaster, piloting the landing craft towards the beach, cries out over the crashing waves and the noisy diesel engine, "Clear the ramp. 30 seconds. God be with you." Clear the ramp. 30 seconds. God be with you. And so, in talking to the cadets, the Lord Lieutenant, the High Sheriff, the Mayors of Surrey, and the Old and Bold, I'd like to look at these three statements in the context of faith and our lives today. Clear the ramp. It means for us, be prepared. Get ready. It's about to start. We are about to begin. All the training we have given you, it's time now to stand and to be counted. In the film, the front of the landing craft drops, and the men would be expected to disembark. Disembark is too nice a word for run for your lives. In the film, the ramp drops. There is a hail of bullets and machine gun fire, and men are sacrificed, their young lives brought to an end almost before they have begun. It is one of the most powerful scenes ever made of the horrors of war. I was lucky enough to be with the Normandy veterans on their 70th anniversary, and many said how real and powerful it had been portrayed. If we put this into the context of our lives, we ride on the landing craft of life. Something new about to begin. A new chapter in our lives. A new job, a new career. A new member of our family. A new illness diagnosed. Whatever it may be, we should make sure our lives are right. From our reading from Ecclesiastes, it suggests that now is the time. Time to be right with our families. Time to be right with our friends. And time to be right with God. to clear out the old skeletons that hold our lives back. Put them behind us, but not forget the sometimes awful past that scars us, but indeed prepares our lives for a better future. Many here today carry the wounds of service. We have had our wonderful VE and VJ Day celebrations, but the joys we celebrate were always hard won. I can see from this pulpit, this beautiful chapel on my right, that of the Queen's Royal Surrey Regiment, and the sacrifice they gave. I know the pain and anguish they have suffered recently during the fire at Clandon House. 354 years of history lost. But victorious even in adversity is their motto. They will prevail. Many are already working hard and focused on the next steps. And for that, as a county, we salute them. And as a city and wider, we prepare this week to honour our armed forces. We have been bestowed the great honour of having the Armed Forces Day here, and we prepare for that. It is a great honour and pride that we have. Clear the ramp. 30 seconds. Is a long time in all our lives. What would you do in the last 30 seconds of your life? What can you do in 30 seconds? Well, all things Google came to mind. Apparently, you can take 8 breaths of life. Your heart will beat 35 times. You will blink 7 times, 6 times, 5. You will make 72 million blood cells. And for those sitting further back, you can bunny hop on a BMX 72 times. You can say, "I love you," 30 times. If you stood for 30 seconds at the grave of every soldier who died in the Great War, it would take you 2.5 years. You can indeed save a set of regimental colours from a burning basement. You can also meet God. There is a saying, you'll have heard it before, there are no atheists in foxholes, which means that when you're frightened, perhaps in a dangerous situation, suddenly you need God and you believe. There are, of course, plenty of atheists in foxholes who, after the danger has passed, believe no more. But many men and women who have died in our world have, in their last 30 seconds, cried out to God for help. I am reminded of the story of the thief on the cross, who, in the last moments of his life, realizes Christ is the Messiah. And Christ's words to him are, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The Christian faith teaches us that one day we will meet God. When you do, will he say to you, "Welcome, good and faithful servant"? Or will he say, "Sorry, have we met"? Whether you have faith or not, service or not, please don't waste 30 seconds of the life you lead. Clear the ramp. 30 seconds. God be with you. The psalmist would say, "Never fear, God is here." Is he with you? Is he real? Will he be with you in the tests and trials of your life? Will he be with you as you face death? Will he be with you in the joys of your life? It is important for us as an armed forces to see that faith supports the core values which we teach and on which we stand. Was he with those hundreds and thousands of friends and foe who are laid to rest in cemeteries across our land who gave their lives? I think we can be bold enough in our faith to answer, "Yes, he was," and leave the rest to God who loves us. We talk of then, but we must also talk of now, because the power of God has not changed. God is with you at all times, through the activities of body, mind, and spirit, and is constantly at work using you and I as instruments of peace and reconciliation. This is a huge responsibility that the covenants we have set up between our military and civil communities take very seriously. For me, it is faith in action, and God is with us. But one thing shakes me to the core of my army boots, but also makes me smile, is that God sees everything we do, every minute of every day, good or bad, right or wrong, and knows the meaning behind every action we take. Good or bad, right or wrong. Be you a cadet, the Lord Lieutenant, the High Sheriff, the Mayors of Surrey, or indeed the old and bold, he watches every moment of our lives, what we do and what we say. That again will either terrify you or make you smile. Be it in the service of our country, not only in the military, but in the civil communities as well. God knows us. He truly does. This week we honour our armed forces, and I am delighted, as is Bishop Andrew and Dean Diana, that we will first come to this great house of prayer, the Mother Church of this diocese, and we will thank God for our armed forces, for their dedication and service. There is no better place. Clear the ramp. Be prepared for what life has in store for you. Put your life right. Make it better. 30 seconds. Don't waste a moment of your life. God be with you. I hope he is, and that one day he will greet you with the words, "Welcome, good and faithful servant." Amen.